You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, Light of the World. A song came to mind. It is a prayer chorus and the lyrics are, to be like Jesus. This hope possesses me. In every thought and deed, this is my aim, my creed, to be like Jesus. This hope possesses me, his spirit helping me, like him I'll be. That is a wonderful aim. It is a great creed, unfortunately. It is also so easily forgotten. But my dearly beloved, this must be our aim and our creed. To be like Jesus is to shine out his light. It is to hold up the banner of Jesus, Jehovah Nissi. Our world is in darkness, our country is in darkness, and darkness is where there is no light. Gangs are on a rampage, Chicago. Power outages for days follow, Southern Texas and Louisiana. Murder in Aurora, Colorado. People kidnapped, raped, murdered, and not just adults, but little children too, in Israel. Rights and freedom are being taken away. The United Nations, July 2012. Backdoor deals, shenanigans, and trickery occur in the House of Representatives and the Senate, Capitol Hill. All of this has a twofold goal. One, bring more power to the Lord of Darkness and his minions. Two, give less power to those who follow the Lord of Light, Jesus the Christ. John chapter 8, verse 12 to 14, Common English Bible. Jesus spoke to the people again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me won't walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, because you are testifying about yourself, your testimony isn't valid. Jesus replied, even if I testify about myself, my testimony is true, since I know where I came from and where I'm going. You don't know where I come from or where I'm going. The Apostle Luke writes the following words in Luke chapter 11, verse 33 to 35, Common English Bible, after he makes the comparison to prophetic words spoken to the people by Solomon and Jonah. People don't light a lamp and then put it in a closet or under a basket. Rather, they place the lamp on a lampstand so that those who enter the house can see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. Therefore, see to it that the light in you isn't darkness. This brings us to the core of our teaching today. As President Ronald Reagan said in his farewell address to the nation,
I've spoken of the shining city all my political life. In my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it and see it still.
From a commencement address at Williams Woods College in June 1952, one of the oldest surviving speeches of Reagan's.
I, in my own mind, have always thought of America as a place in the divine scheme of things that was set aside as a promised land. It was set here, and the price of admission was very simple. The means of selection was very simple as to how this land should be populated. Any place in the world and any person from those places, any person with the courage, with the desire to tear up their roots, to strive for freedom, to attempt and dare to live in a strange and foreign place, to travel halfway across the world, was welcome here.
The shining light on a hill quote of President Reagan. Many people don't even know or understand that this was coming from the Holy Bible. Even when it is known that the president's wife was dabbling in the occult, the president himself kept on quoting God's word. He was a shining light for our country, and unthinkable things happened. Who, for example, would have ever thought that the separating wall between the communist East and the democratic West would come down? I personally never thought that would have been possible. But the truth is, it happened. Another unfortunate truth is happening too. More and more, the shining city on a hill is being placed on a dimmer. And to be honest, I believe it is on life support. When people enter the free country from the East Coast in New York, they see Lady Liberty holding up a light, a beacon of hope. So many, including myself, chose this wonderful country of America because of the freedom it represented. Not just freedom, though, also the liberty to speak freely, worship freely, and to own a little piece of this great country. No, I'm not going to tell you how all of that is being eroded under our noses. We know it. What I want to tell you is that, with that erosion, the light is indeed getting dim. But what creates the light, with a capital L? No, it is not what, but who created the light. It is the God that was known by President Reagan, our God, Elohim, YAHWH, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. At creation, he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Jesus is the light of the world, as we read in John chapter 8. Where Jesus is, there cannot be darkness. When Jesus died on the cross, darkness came over the land. When we let Jesus die again in our country, darkness will come. No, darkness is coming over the land. So what about that famous city? The original city on a hill, that shining city, is Jerusalem. President Reagan's city was America itself. With Christians united in the United States of America, we are one great light creating a large light radiating, no really light reflecting, entity that makes a difference in this world. Why do I say reflecting and not radiating? This, my beloved, is because the light that we need to put on a lampstand is the light of Jesus Christ. Our hearts on that lampstand need to be that reflectable behind the Nisi, behind the banner of Christ. He shines his light, we reflect it. Thus, my first question becomes for you, where is Jesus for you? Is he sitting beside you? Are you looking at him on the tube or on the floor? Praise the Lord, you are looking up at him because he is on a pedestal, up high on a standard. With Jesus high up on a standard, we don't have to stay where we are. We don't have to stoop low, and we don't have to bow down to get anywhere. He, Jesus the Christ, has his hand stretched out and pulls us up to stand behind his Nisi, behind his banner, and then we reflect his light. When all of us Christians would do that, all the darkness in this country, in our states, in our counties, in our cities, in our neighborhoods, in our church, and in our own households would be exposed by the light. We would be able to see what is wrong, and then we are also able to fix it. If we see what is wrong, but are not willing to fix it, oh my dear friends, then we are not really on that light stand, are we? Instead, we are hovering in between, some light and some shadow. We see what is wrong with this country, and many have seen what is wrong by the light that is shone upon it. Many have said, "I know what I need to do to fix it, and I will first thing in the morning, on that important day of repairs in November." Glorious, praise the Lord. That means we still have a whole bunch of days to work on all that has come to light, which is closer to home. Let us come together and listen to what the Lord has to say to the church and clean up what is not right in his eyes. Within Eagle Wings Charismatic Ministries International, we are no different than any other people or denomination. We do make mistakes, but when it is exposed to the light of the world, we are, praise the Lord, able to fix it or clean it up. There is a lot to learn when the light is shown upon our surroundings, our countries. We do have a great example in that wonderful new place that is prepared for us, the New Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22 to 27, Amplified Bible. "I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Omnipotent, Himself, and the Lamb, Himself, are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun nor of the moon to give light to it, for the splendor and radiance, glory, of God illuminate it, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations shall walk by its light, and the rulers and leaders of the earth shall bring into it their glory, and its gates shall never be closed by day, and there shall be no night there. They shall bring the glory, the splendor and majesty, and the honor of the nations into it. But nothing that defiles or profanes or is unwashed shall ever enter it, nor anyone who commits abominations, unclean, detestable, morally repugnant things, or practices falsehood, but only those whose names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. I pray for each and every one of us that we are so charged with this great light that when we are sent out into the world, our hearts keep on shining this wonderful light of Christ. That the world sees a difference, that we make a difference, and that wherever we go, we bring and share that light. I pray for our American boys in the service of our country, and especially for that one Dutch boy, that it is Christ, his light, that will make the difference. Wherever you go, my dearly beloved, whatever house, whatever city, whatever country, shine out his light, be a lamp on a high stand. In times of trouble and darkness, it is easy to lose hope and forget our purpose. However, the light of Jesus Christ is our guide and beacon, calling us to remain steadfast and shine brightly even in the darkest moments. We are not called to hide our faith or keep it to ourselves. As Jesus teaches us, a lamp is not meant to be hidden, but placed where it can give light to everyone in the house. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, King James Version. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This passage from Matthew reinforces our responsibility as Christians to be visible and active in our faith. We are to let our light shine before others so that they can see our good deeds and glorify God. This visibility is not about seeking personal recognition, but about drawing others to the glory of God through our actions and words. In our daily lives, we encounter many opportunities to be a light in the darkness, whether it is through acts of kindness, words of encouragement, or standing up for what is right, every action counts. When we reflect the light of Christ, we provide hope and guidance to those around us, illuminating the path to righteousness and salvation. We must also remember that our light is not self-generated. It is a reflection of the light of Christ. Just as the moon reflects the sun's light, we are to reflect the light of the Son, Jesus Christ. Our source of strength and illumination comes from our relationship with Him. Without staying connected to Christ, our light will dim and we will not be able to fulfill our calling. John chapter 15, verse 4 to 5, Tree of Life Version, Abide in me, and I will abide in you. The branch cannot itself produce fruit unless it abides on the vine. Likewise, you cannot produce fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. This scripture reminds us of the importance of remaining in Christ. Only by abiding in him can we bear fruit and be the light that the world so desperately needs. Our connection to Christ is vital, and it requires regular nourishment through prayer, reading the Word, and fellowship with other believers. Furthermore, being a light means being prepared to face opposition and challenges. The world is often resistant to the light because it exposes darkness and sin. However, we are called to stand firm and continue to shine, even when it is difficult. The Apostle Paul encourages us to put on the armor of God so that we can stand against the devil's schemes. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 13, Amplified Bible. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord, draw your strength from Him, and be empowered through your union with Him and in the power of His boundless might. 11. Put on the full armor of God, for His precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly, supernatural places. 13. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God, so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. This passage equips us with the spiritual tools we need to maintain our light and stand against the forces of darkness. By relying on God's strength and protection, we can be resilient and unwavering in our mission. In conclusion, we are called to be the light of the world, reflecting the light of Christ in everything we do. As we navigate through the challenges and darkness of this world, let us remember our purpose and commitment to shine brightly. By staying connected to Christ, embracing our visibility, and equipping ourselves with God's armor, we can fulfill our calling and make a profound impact on those around us. May our lives be a testament to the light of Christ, guiding others to Him and bringing glory to God. Let us be unwavering in our mission, knowing that with Christ as our source, we have the power to overcome darkness and bring hope to the world. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.